ABC Radio Australia.
Well, not for the first time, Indonesia is pushing for Papua New Guinea to be admitted into ASEAN, the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, a move which President Prabowo Subianto says would solidify the group's role on the world stage. PNG first attended an ASEAN meeting as an observer as long ago as 1976, but the fact that the country is actually not in Asia has and continues to be a major stumbling block to Indonesia's ambitions. However, with the Trump administration in the US stepping back from aid and international development in the Pacific, major changes are happening to the regional diplomatic order. Dr. Scott McWilliam has a long-standing connection with PNG, researching and writing about the Pacific for more than 40 years. He says Indonesia has its eye on PNG for more reasons than one, and believes that Washington has created a political vacuum which could well play into Jakarta's hands.
The American disinterest in being a major imperial power is causing everybody to look around. So the Indonesians are trying to expand in a whole range of places, and Papua New Guinea would be an obvious one, I think. Papua New Guinea could be important for commercial reasons. There's all the untapped minerals that makes Papua New Guinea a useful target. There's also that the Indonesians actually have what might be almost thought of as sub-imperial ambitions themselves, and they are trying to make themselves very clearly the dominant force in the region. And Papua New Guinea, although it's not an Asian country, those nominations of Asian or not Asian are something that people take on at ease. Another thing that's going on in the region at the moment is who's going to take the place of the United States. I know, for instance, that Israel is trying very hard to establish its force in this region, in Papua New Guinea, in Fiji. I can't imagine Indonesia would like that very much.
The twist in the tale, though, isn't it? What you say about Indonesia may very well be the case, but they're not the only member of ASEAN, are they? There are 10 nations in that group and potentially another one about to join in Timor-Leste. Why would any of them want Papua New Guinea in ASEAN?
There is exactly that question that you raise. Will the other countries agree? It's my understanding it's not settled at all. It's part of Indonesia's ambitions. I think what we need to remember is that most of those countries don't particularly trust the United States. I think there are a few things running in the direction that Indonesia would be happy with.
What then would Papua New Guinea stand to gain from this? And also another important question I would suggest is how would Papua New Guinea joining the Association of Southeast Nations impact on the status of West Papua?
Yeah, we see that's one of those questions that's a really good one. Papua New Guinea on West Papua has been ambivalent. Papua New Guinea has not exactly been the most forceful defender of West Papua. It has occasionally when the border of Papua New Guinea comes into the question, but it hasn't really been the greatest defender of West Papua. It's sometimes like it mattered to it, and other times not. And so, I mean, I think the West Papua question, while it would come into it, Papua New Guinea is a country that, in a sense, is looking for its future in those international relations. It's still, of course, got Australia, but that's a relationship that is a colonial or an ex-colonial relationship. And so the Papua New Guineans, in their independent mood, would be quite open to talk to other countries too, because they have a similar public face in Indonesia, friends to everyone and enemies to none. And that leaves Papua New Guinea, in a sense, in a search. And if there was commercial advantage in getting closer to Indonesia, I think the Papua New Guineans would take it.
You talked about this will be a move for Papua New Guinea to, as it were, reinforce their independent status. And clearly, this year is a landmark year. It's 50 years since they became independent. Is this the sort of move that the PNG government might be looking for to mark that occasion from a political, diplomatic point of view?
Let's put it this way. I mean, obviously, I don't know the internal things, but it wouldn't surprise me if Papua New Guinea was comfortable in spreading its wings away from the US-Australian alliance. Let me give you an illustration. The US position in Papua New Guinea has been really undercut in the last 6 to 8 months, where the American support for things in Papua New Guinea has declined. And the Papua New Guineans will be well aware that things like US aid being cut. Papua New Guinea is a country with really poor health, education. They will look for support from wherever they can get it. And I think that's probably a part of the Papua New Guinea openness.
Were Papua New Guinea to be admitted to ASEAN, what are your thoughts on how their relationship within the Pacific Islands Forum may be impacted. Some countries perhaps might take a dim view of Papua New Guinea, as it were, having a foot in two camps.
There's too many things going on in a range of South Pacific countries. Some would be quite open to it, as they have been open to China helping their police forces. Others would be a little bit stronger against it. I think that'd be one of those ones that would have to be worked out diplomatically.